You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, Johnny Rivers. One of my favorite tunes, China, going back to 1980, and one of the very, very last songs of his to hit the radio charts. Johnny Rivers is on my bucket list. Right before the pandemic, I was hoping to see him live in Nashville. He does not tour very much, don't think he has to, and just does a handful of shows every year, but of course that got canceled because of the pandemic. I've got to get myself online and check out Johnny Rivers' upcoming tour dates because, man, that is something I need to do. Johnny Rivers, China. Before that, the brand new album from the Scorpions is called Rock Believer. Guys, I've listened to the entire album. There's a deluxe edition. I own it. It is terrific. I said a couple weeks ago, they started back in 1965. Can you believe that? 2022, they still have gas in their tank. And that was the name of the track you just heard. Going out by request to Rick, listening online at WRCT.org. in Danville, Illinois. He wanted some live Johnny Winter. And that's what we played. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Everyone knows that as a Rick Derringer song. But he actually wrote that during his time with Johnny. And what a great, cool track that was. Boy, do we miss Johnny Winter, one of my favorite guitarists of all time. And talking about one of my favorite guitarists, we start off that set with new music from Santana. A great instrumental called Santana Celebration from his latest album, Blessings and Miracles. So great to have all this great new music from these classic artists that we grew up with and are still putting out terrific stuff. Shame that the other stations aren't playing it, but we're doing right by them right here on WRCT every Thursday night at 8. So talking about great guitarists, let's play some new music from another great guitarist for all of you Genesis fans out there. And we're going to play some live Genesis later tonight. I got a request for that coming up. But Steve Hackett, Guitar Legends, got a new album. The album is called The Surrender of Silence. And this is a new single from him. Give this a listen. This is called Fox's Tango.
How you doing, everybody? This is Bobby Ingram from the group Molly Hatchet, and you're listening to my good friend EJL on WRCT 88.3 FM. And remember, during these difficult times, everybody wash your hands, wash your face, and turn the new Battleground album up to 20. Hell yeah!
Sit by the fire most every night, working all my fist in a glove. Across the universe he spoke of love. Paul was a worker, but he got the blame. When the party was over, we all felt the same.
They let it be like they'd never been born. We heard the silver hammer till the break of dawn. Shining like the moon and the stars and the sun. They knew the revolution had already begun.
George played guitar like ringing a bell. Ringo held the beat. Principles. Never did we sleep, we thought we were invincible. They'd always said you could take yourself higher, higher.
That's the latest from Yes. New album is called The Quest, and that was Mystery Tour. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org. And if you want to get a request on the air, well, you can call me here at the studio at 412-268-9728. And be patient. If you call and it's ringing a few times, I will get to you, I absolutely promise. Really enjoying the calls I've been getting tonight. Before the Yes, you heard Molly Hatchet from their latest live album, Battleground. That track was called The Journey. Molly Hatchet showed up at the Lamp Theater a little more than a month ago. Sold out show. And I got to tell you, Bobby Ingram is one of the greatest guitarists on the planet. And I swear he could do it in his sleep. Unbelievable how good he is, and he's been doing it a real long time. Before Molly Hatchet, song I've been meaning to play for weeks, and every time I forget to bring it here to the studio, Pat Travers, going back about 10 years ago to his Can Do album, covering the Eurythmics. And what a great cover. That was Here Comes the Rain Again. And we started all off with Steve Hackett. From Genesis, his new album is called Surrender of Silence, and that new track was called Fox's Tango. So, big Courts in Session announcement. I was talking with Steve last week. He's coming to the Palace Theater in Greensburg on April 30th. And we're going to have him on Courts in Session. For all you Genesis fans, for all you fans of Steve Hackett's great guitar playing, he's going to join yours truly and talk about the new album, his new tour. He was telling me he's going to do new stuff from the new album, and he's going to do the entire Genesis album Seconds Out live. Big news for all you Genesis fans out there. So I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you know, more than 100,000 children in foster care are seeking permanent homes. People with a strong desire to love and care for children might be first-time parents or people who already have children and room in their hearts and homes. They don't need a certain income level to own a home to adopt, because the best candidates are real people with real lives full of ups and downs. If you'd like to just explore adoption, contact the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption and ask for a beginner's guide. Call them at 1-800-ASK-DTFA or visit DaveThomasFoundation.org. So I had so much fun last week because we had Al Harlow of Prism on with us. And I'll tell you what, that guy is not only a great rock and roller, but he is a great storyteller. If you tuned in last week, you heard him tell a story about how Prism supported Meat Loaf on their groundbreaking Bat Out of Hell tour, the entire tour. And he told stories about getting close to Meat Loaf and how Meat Loaf would break chairs and smash tables and just go nuts to psych himself up before he went on stage. Well, as you guys know, because you've been requesting this album, Al Harlow's got his first solo album out. It's called Now. And this is a song we debuted last week. I like it a lot. Give this a listen. This is called Meet Me in the Sky.
In the dark before much as she spills. troublemaker. I'm scared and you boys scared. I
wonder if he's gonna show us what bad is. Suppose we got a man with a dog collar on. Think we ought to throw a spack of bone. Or make him say, Jimmy Dean, bet he's got a motorbike. What do y'all think? Bet if we be good, we get a ride on it. If he ain't too mad about the future, maybe we ought to help him see. Future ain't what he used to be. Listen, hey, Spike, what do you like? Tell us about life. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? I don't want to know. Yeah. Thank you.
That's live Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers by request going out to Chris and Schaller, calling in at 412-268-9728, our request line. These request lines are open as of 3 weeks ago. If you haven't listened to the show in a little bit, you can call back in. One of the COVID requirements was not using the phone for a long time, but great to see that flasher going off and picking up the phone saying WRCT and talking to you on the other line. Before the Tom Petty, you heard the Alan Parsons Project going out to George, longtime listener, listening online at WRCT.org. That, of course, was Games People Play. What a classic track that is. And Uncle Alice, he's coming to town, not this Sunday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. You know what? Scratch that. He's coming Sunday, the 20th, to Heinz Hall. I will be there. We never miss Alice Cooper. We love, love, love him, and his shows are still the best. If you have never seen Alice Cooper and you like his music, well, a lot of these great rock and rollers, they don't live forever. None of us do. You may want to consider going out and checking out some of those shows that you haven't seen. Alice Cooper is one of the best. That track was called Wish I Was Born in Beverly Hills. Comes from an album called From the Inside, going back to 1978. Great story behind that album. Alice had checked himself in to the to a mental institution because back in 1978, there weren't drug and alcohol rehabilitative centers like we have today. And he dried out and wrote an album with Bernie Taupin, Elton John's partner in crime. He wrote an entire album with Bernie about the characters he saw in the mental institution when he got out. And that track was called Wish I Was Born in Beverly Hills. Before that, new music from Al Harlow, Meet Me in the Sky. Man, Al has a winner with the new album. Love everything I've heard on that. So one of the things I've been meaning to do for some time is an all-guitar great show. And another show I've been kicking around is a show of some of the greatest rock and roll, country and soul vocalists. Well, this next guy we're going to play is absolutely on my list. I got the opportunity to see him live twice, including on his very last tour that was about maybe less than a year before he passed away. I'm talking about Billy Joe Thomas, the great BJ Thomas. Of course, we lost him last year. Well, a new album came out with a bunch of unreleased tracks called In Remembrance. And one of those unreleased tracks I'm going to play next. This is really cool. I like this tune a lot. Give it a listen and give me a call here at the station and tell me what you think. This song is called Memory in the Making.
It's as though I have a thing, girl, between you and me. Now, we don't need no company, no other man, no other girl can enter into our world. Not as long as you rule me, baby. Oh, come on, make me feel good inside. Come on, rule me, baby. Move me, baby. Oh, sock it to me, mama. Oh, I like it like that, baby.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.